say the weird thing.
So when you're in a committed relationship with a woman, everybody sits there and says, you guys are a team. You play as a team. We had that interpretation wrong all these years, and I'll explain it. So as men, we're on the field, rain, sleet, or shine, the entire game, running the plays we are told, getting beat up in the process. We look to the sideline and see our coach holding a clipboard, communicating with everybody not in the game, criticizing the way we just did it, in a way we can do it better moving forward. In the event
your turn, get it. Yeah, my turn. Leave the music on.
Praise, but we both walk away with it.
Welcome, everybody. My name's Tommy.
I'm Bear.
And we are the Unrefined Guys. We are two guys who know a little bit about a lot of things, but we don't know a whole lot about one particular topic. Welcome to us.
Yes.
So, what is it about the Unrefined Guys that would make you want to tune in and watch our stream from time to time when we release videos?
When we release?
I mean, if you're into watching people release, that's cool.
You did say video.
I did say release, too. I mean, we can take these off, right?
Oh, do we need, not need those?
Well, only for the music intro, I think.
Well,
I
guess unless, really, it's just you that needs them then.
Yeah, and that's only for intro and outro.
True.
I think it's just, now it's weird.
It is.
I think something's beeping.
You forgot you said that, didn't you?
I did. So who are the Unrefined Guys, and what would make you want to watch what you're watching? Well, first off, obviously they're curious, because why would you turn this on in the first place?
Right.
So
why these two?
Yeah. Well, they're two guys, as we said, who know a little bit about a lot of things and don't know a whole lot about one particular topic.
True.
One thing that I'm pretty well versed on is me.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah.
So
same here.
We have a podcast that is aptly named The Unrefined Guys, and you can find that on all your listening platforms, wherever you listen to your podcasts.
That's true.
We have been since May 13th of 2003 recording. What did I say? 2003?
Three.
Fuck, you've been doing this a while. No. 2023.
As you can tell. No, yeah. We haven't been doing it.
And we're, if you think about the name Unrefined, that's why.
Yeah.
We're not polished. Because you can't polish a turd.
Well, you can.
Well, it's still a turd. It's
still a turd, though.
It's just a shinier turd is all. We started a podcast, and the kind of whole point of the podcast early on was just because.
Yeah.
We were looking for a hobby, something to do, and when
and we also wanted to have some influence on the culture.
Culture, yeah, that's it. We wanted to talk about the culture, and the one thing we wanted to stay away from initially was politics, because politics is so divisive. Well, that conversation led us down the road about the division in politics and the division that's plaguing our world.
Most of the division is caused by the politicians.
Unfortunately.
Especially since like 08, 06.
06, 08, yeah. And a famous journalist, back when journalism was
legit,
honorable profession, Andrew Breitbart said something to the effect of culture runs downstream of politics. And the more we talked about that, the more we realized how right that was.
Yep.
And so often when you look at people, or when you have conversations with people that you meet, you talk to them about politics, or you bring up politics, many people say, I don't know anything about it. I don't dig into it because it doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Politics affects everybody. Everywhere.
Yeah.
On every level. And so what we wanted to do, as we discussed it and talked about it, was when Bear and I sit and have a conversation on a regular basis, we sit kind of in the spots that we're sitting in now, in my living room, on the couch, and we have conversations that are just like this.
Yeah.
Where we, don't always agree. We kind of talk about the things that are happening in the world, and that's what we do. That's not what this is going to be all the time. That's what our podcast is for. So we have three episodes a week of our podcast. We have our Monday episode, which is pretty much our real...
That's the politics.
That's the politics.
Yeah.
The way we approach the show is we want to bring it down to a level that we understand it.
Politics for dummies.
He said it, not me, but he's right.
By dummies.
Politics. That's probably a better one. Politics by dummies. And so we explained it at a very, very fundamentally level of eighth grade, maybe 10th tops.
Yeah.
So that we can understand.
Some high school-esque.
Because let's face it, the pundits, the people who are really into politics, the politicians,
yeah,
they understand it and they talk over our heads.
They probably got one of those degrees, the poli-sci degrees, to where they can, you know, they've gone deep into learning about that stuff. We're not those guys.
We don't want to be those guys.
Yeah, we talk to each other and we talk about politics like we would with anybody else. Mm. We dumb it down to where we're to the dumbest point where we understand how what's going on
and how it affects us.
And how it affects us. Yeah.
I had my sunglasses on my head. That's dumb. That's what our Monday show is about. And we kind of hit current events. We kind of hit, the happenings that are going on. And in case you weren't aware, there's an election year happening this year. And so that Monday show kind of touches on politics. And what we really try to do is a few things. Educate people to just give them enough of the story that they can go in and start digging deeper and do their own research.
Right.
We really encourage people to don't trust the mainstream media. Don't trust anybody. Do your own research so that you have an understanding of it based on what you believe.
Yes.
And then we also really focus on trying to get rid of the division and encouraging differing opinions. Now, just because you disagree with somebody's opinion doesn't mean that you have to hate them.
Yeah, that's the part that's why we started the show, is we were so sick of you have to think my way or you're wrong and we can't be friends or we can't be, you know, whatever. We can't be father, son. We can't be
right.
Whatever. It just got so annoying to us that, you know, in that it's not just politics. It was the gender shit. It was all over the place and it so divided race, you name it. And so we were trying to tackle it as, you know, you can have a difference of opinion and still get along.
And instead of arguing and trying to prove your point or prove that you're right, listening to somebody else's opinion and opening up your mind, and maybe you don't have to agree with what they say, but being able to understand from their perspective what they're seeing,
some empathy for,
and exactly, you know, to appreciate that there are other opinions out there whether you agree with them or not, and guess what, you can still be buddies.
Shocking, right?
I'm not shy when I push the blame. This division truly started in a very, very heavy, ugly way under Obama.
Oh, definitely.
And honestly, under Trump, it didn't get any better.
It hasn't gotten better at all.
And you've got families that are being destroyed because of differing opinions. And that's so sad. That's
COVID. I mean,
yeah, COVID really helped
the pandemic definitely set this all off.
It did. You know? It did. One of the things,
either you were a vaxxer or you're not.
You're a vaxxer. You're an anti-vaxxer. You're a stay at home. You're a not. At the end of the day, we talk about those things. So for those of you who have been listening to us on our podcast, welcome. We appreciate your patience as we kind of bring on some new folks.
Yeah. I know you guys have heard this stuff before and probably annoyed by it, but bear with us. We're trying to, you know, get with the new people.
Yeah. And we have some changes, if you will. We're making some, I guess you would call them artistic changes, I guess, artistic, perhaps. Kind of. Well, some might
never
think of them.
Never even considered myself artistic.
Oh, did I add an R?
Oh.
My bad.
Yeah, it is autistic.
So we've been talking about coming to video for a long time. Yeah. We've both been putting it off because, look, you can see us. we're not video faces. But today we just decided, you know what, we're going to pull the trigger because our Monday show does really well, listener-wise, on the podcast.
Yeah.
We also do a Wednesday show, and our Wednesday show, in a nutshell, is called the Midweek Tug. What do you mean, tug? Well, the unrefined guys, tug. There you go.
And
well, there's that, too.
Tug.
By the way, we're 14 years old in our lives, and you're going to find that out. our midweek tug, we do our best to stay away from politics, right, and we really just try to have fun conversations. It's not always fun. Sometimes we talk about, you know, men's mental health.
Mental health.
Sometimes we talk about men's health issues. Sometimes we talk about, you name it, sports or whatever just happens to be on our mind.
And if you come at us and say, well, what about women's health? Well, we can't speak on that.
We're not women.
Yeah.
And even if I said I was, I'm not.
Just because you say it doesn't make it so?
No.
Oh, okay.
So if you've made it this far, our midweek tug is our just kind of let loose, have a good time and relax. The whole point of the midweek tug is to really try and get over the hump. And the reason we stay away from politics is the whole point, again, is to try and make the week go by faster. And let's face it, if you're talking politics on Wednesday, it's just going to drag the week on because politics can be very, very depressing. And let's face it, there's only a few rules on the midweek tug. Again, try your best to stay away from politics. We will skim the surface once in a great while, but not too often. The other is you have very briefly. The other rule is you've got to bring your own towel. And don't stand too close to somebody because they don't want to clean up your mess. Okay. Bear keeps bringing up when we grow up and we have a merch store.
We're going to do it.
He wants to, and you guys can sound off on this. We'll do a poll. We could do a poll.
Why not?
Not a poll, a poll. He wants us to get tug towels.
Towels.
Now, you just saw our logo on the screen, and you probably see it in the thumbnails. He wants to put that logo on the towel.
Why not?
Well, because I don't want people tugging on my face.
Ah, dude. Like I said, they've already paid the money.
Here's
I don't care what they do.
Here's my other frightening thought. Have you seen the other influencers? Not that we're influencers. God knows we're not.
You mean showing them what they're doing?
People
with
will buy their merch and then send them those pictures. Do not send us pictures what you do with our merch, especially the tug towel.
Yeah, we don't need to see what you're doing with the tug towel. You could be an automotive person and using the towel for, you know, cleaning up.
Ugh.
Grease.
Yeah, okay. Lube, whatever. If you haven't figured it out by now, we are not family friendly.
No.
There
should be an explicit warning.
I'll bet we could put one up there.
Yeah?
We could put...
Child Lives Matter.
Put what?
Never mind.
I didn't hear what you said.
Said Child Lives Matter.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Well...
Looks like the parental
advisor. Their brains do, and we don't want to warp them.
Yeah. So don't let them watch
Don't
this.
Let your kids. Because we're going to say naughty words. We're going to talk about adult-orientated topics, and we might even get controversial once in a while.
Probably.
So that's what we intend to do here. We intend to bring the midweek tug to video. It has been an audio podcast, and we're going to continue putting them out as podcasts as well. You'll get to see the looks on our faces when we say some of the dumb shit that we say.
When Tommy is buffering, that's a great visual.
Bear will say something that'll lock me up for a minute, and I just can't. It takes me a second sometimes. What's kind of pushed this change? Well, we've talked about our Monday show.
Yeah.
We've talked about our Wednesday show. We also have a Friday show. And what that Friday show has entailed since its inception was you had your Monday podcast, which was politics.
Yeah.
You had your midweek tug, which was not politics. And then we had Wednesday or Friday, which was
kind of a wrap
up. A little more wrap up of politics, a little bit of culture, and sometimes it was a bitch session about the politics.
Yeah.
What we started to see was a trend.
There was too much politics?
Well, for me it was because, like I said earlier, mm-hmm. politics, if you allow it, can really be depressing.
It is.
And it can be dark.
Yeah, because it seems like there's no hope.
It does. Yeah. And right now, under this current.
Yeah.
Umbrella that we've been under, it has been very dark and doesn't seem like there's a lot of hope. What we noticed was our Monday numbers were fabulous.
We had
great numbers at our listenership. Our midweek tug numbers
are amazing.
Were amazing. They're better than our Monday. And our Friday numbers were good.
Yeah.
They weren't great, but they were good. They were on par with what we were getting on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Basically, the numbers were telling us that you guys felt the same way as we did.
Yeah.
By the time you got to the Friday show, you're like, okay, I've had enough. Yeah, I just want to go into the weekend and not think about this shit.
When we really saw that happen was about the first part of December.
December, yeah.
Our Friday numbers really started to slow down. We still had listeners.
Those devout people that will not
And if we went back, if we went back and we looked at the lifetime of the show and looked at our Monday's numbers, our Wednesday numbers, and our Friday numbers, our Monday and Wednesday numbers, we see a continual upward growth.
Yeah.
Our Friday numbers, we saw an initial upward growth, we saw a plateau, and then we've seen a gradual decline in it.
It's going down pretty quick.
Bear and I started talking about doing video a long time ago.
Since inception, that's what you basically wanted.
Well, that was kind of where we were, and we talked ourselves out of it, and we were good with it, and then we started talking about video, and it was always, we'll get there, we'll make it happen, we're going to do it, you know, and then I've had some time to be able to kind of work on some things. I've my previous job has ended, so I've just had some time to start looking into it. And complete transparency, part of me is lazy. I don't like to learn a lot of hard things, especially. And when I started digging into this, it wasn't as difficult as I was making it out to be. It's still challenging, which I enjoy challenging. But here we are today. Bear and I had a conversation this week, and we looking at those Friday numbers, looking at the state of where we're at, and here we are.
Welcome.
So Mondays, we're still going to do it. We're still going to talk our politics. We're still going to do what we did Mondays.
So our tuggers, our supporters, they're bearing with us. They've stuck with us this whole time.
And been, you know, amazing.
They've been great. And I'm hoping that they'll come over to this and enjoy this.
Right.
As much as hopefully these new people will enjoy this, whatever this will turn into.
This is us hoping.
But as you see, we talked about this before.
We're not basic. Professionals.
It's very basic. We want you to be here with us as we grow, as we get better, as we get more technology. As we learn this shit, you know, so.
Yeah, I think we've wrapped it up. So Fridays are no longer going to be gloom and doom politics.
Not necessarily. I don't think
we'll touch on it.
I think we'll dig into a little deeper on Fridays than we will on Wednesdays.
Right, absolutely.
Because, you know, if we do the Friday shows closer to Friday, that's the other problem, is we were doing all of our recording on one day.
Right.
If we can spread it out a little bit and be more topical on Fridays, I think that would help.
I agree.
Tremendously also. But I still believe that on Fridays, we graze over it.
Sure.
And then we just be us.
But we're going to be ourselves and have conversations. That's the top of the line. So we've wasted enough of your time explaining who we are. Again, those of you who are podcast listeners, we appreciate you bearing with us for this few.
On with the show. We don't know what the fuck we're doing.
We have no idea. So this is a Friday show. As Bear kind of alluded to, we typically record on Sundays.
Yeah.
That's just been what we've done.
That's what our schedules permit.
Yeah, schedules made it easy that we could record three shows on Sundays, and it worked out well. But it created this problem where we were talking on our Monday show that we recorded on Sunday. We were very on top of things. We had all the latest events, all of the latest information, and it was good. It worked out well. Wednesdays, we never know what we're going to do. We're unrefined on purpose because that's our lifestyle.
Yeah.
And so we don't have scripts. We don't plan. Once in a while, we'll chit chat before we turn the record button on and be like, oh, did you see about this or did you hear about that? Because sometimes one of us will.
We kind of have I wouldn't want to call it an outline, but it is an outline
of
kind of what we want to talk about, but it's not written down. It's not.
Yeah. We definitely don't have a script.
Yeah.
It's just all from the hip. So
we do our best that way. I think
most of the time, for sure.
I mean, if you go and listen to some of our previous shows, like my favorite show is our interview with Ant.
That was an amazing show.
So that was all from the hip, all of it. And it was a great show. So if you get a chance, go back and listen to that one.
Yeah, definitely go check. I'll have to check the episode number on it, but that.
It's like the 62.
Interview with that was absolutely phenomenal. Now we're still going to dump these off onto the podcast.
Yes.
So you'll still have an audio version. There just might be some visual things that maybe won't translate.
Well, and that might work for us in our favor.
It could.
Because,
we watch.
Do what?
Make them come and watch.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know if I got to see this clip. It's none of my business, but.
If you want to watch, you know, that's on you.
Everybody's got their kink.
Right. If you want to see a fat guy, you know, I'm just saying.
Or an ugly guy. Hey. But, and we'll try and have guests from time to time.
That was the main, when we started the show, that's the main thing we always wanted to do was interview people and get their stories.
Yeah.
And we will get to that.
We definitely.
We have done it a few times, but we will get back to that. I think now that we're on video, we kind of have to, in my opinion.
I'm hoping that I'll be able to figure out the technology. And you know what we could do? Because sometimes we can't afford to fly people to our elaborate studio here and hang out. But we could set a computer right here.
Oh, a monitor?
And do a Zoom.
Yeah.
So we could have somebody click in by Zoom. It'd be like Max Headroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Except without the glitches, hopefully. The glitching.
Unless you're autistic or epileptic.
Or epileptic. That might be bad for some folks, that's for sure.
CP, you never know.
On with the show. So I've got a moment of truth. An odd thing happened today.
Yeah.
And it was weird on multiple levels. And the biggest reason that it was weird is because when we first started doing the podcast, Bear and I probably for about 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Practiced
every night we had free together. We would practice and we had a board, microphones, headphones. We had it all. We were recording the shows. We were listening to them, trying to figure out how we could find our rhythm, get ourselves together and put it together so that it sounded good to us. What we realized quickly was it'll never sound good to us. And so one day we just did it.
Right.
The first day that we sat down.
Oh, yeah.
With intention.
Our maiden voyage.
Our maiden voyage. We sat down. I looked at Bear and I said, listen, we have gotten a lot better. And so it's time now. Sorry about that. The dog. See, I told you
that's why I said the name.
The dog just shook the shit out of the tripod. So I'm wondering if he's okay. I have another dog that's epileptic, so I wasn't sure. Anyway, we sat down and said, look, we feel comfortable where we're at.
Yeah. Do it.
We're going to record this show and we're going to upload it. And we both said, okay. We sat down, and at the time, we recorded an absolutely
amazing. I still think it was one of the best
amazing ones ever did.
Next to Ant.
Let me rephrase that. We did an amazing episode. Again, we were learning. We were not professionals. We don't have a producer. We're doing it all on our own. And when we wrapped it all up and it was finished, I looked down, and I realized that I didn't hit the record button. We had done an hour-long episode, and we both felt absolutely amazing. Like, we high-fived when it was over. And I looked down, and there was no record that had been hit. And I was very angry. Bear's a lot more loose kind of in that. He's laughing and having a good time with it, and I was really, really upset by it.
I've always had that attitude of shit happens.
Shit happens.
It's over. It happened. There's no point in getting mad about
nothing
it.
Nothing you can do about it.
You know, that's how I treated it when he forgot to hit the record button. I was like, well, shit.
Ironically, as we sit here and record right now, and we're doing this episode, we've already done it once.
This is take two.
For the exact same reason. On the camera.
Yeah. Forgot to hit record.
I hit what I thought was record.
Yeah.
And what I did was I took a picture of the palm of my hand, and the way the light was set, it turned it red. And because I've never recorded video on this before, I assumed that the red that I was looking at in the corner was the recording button. And when we wrapped up the episode, I stood up to turn it off, and I looked and went,
oh, some bitch.
Oh, shit.
Now, here's the sad part about it is we're doing video, so we're both looking at the camera from time to time. And neither one of us noticed.
Neither one noticed.
So he can't take all the blame.
I stood up. I laughed about it. And I said, motherfucker. And, you know.
All I said was, don't tell me.
We both kind of, you know, humorously cussed under our breaths a little bit. We reset.
And here we are.
And frankly, I think so far it's Anne Frank.
Anne Frank.
She'd be the, she wouldn't be able to give us much as far as pointers are concerned. here we are. We're doing it.
You're not, by the you're way, mixing Helen Keller up with Anne Frank.
No, no. Anne Frank can't give us any pointers because she's not here.
No, no.
Yeah.
She was pointed, killed by the Germans.
Well, yeah, eventually. For some reason, oh, because her neighbor snitched on her.
Yeah.
And you'd think it was COVID. It wasn't. Anyway, we're here. This is what we're doing. Did I mention we're not family friendly?
No. Yeah. Oh, by the way.
Yeah. Definitely not a family friendly
show.
Again,
just in case we didn't mention it.
So if your kids, your kids are still listening, don't, because the F bombs are coming. The innuendos will be flowing. Hopefully.
They usually do.
And so you don't want your kids to be part of this, and we want to be responsible. That being said, all of that aside, I had the weirdest and most awkward thing happen to me the other day. I'm driving down the street, because, you know, driving down the sidewalk's frowned on.
Yeah.
And
yards, don't do that ever again.
I'm glad you said ever again.
I do, because we have.
Sorry about that. Once or twice a weekend.
You know, tag someone's lawn.
We used to trophy their lawn.
Trophy, that's
we'll talk about that. Statute of limitations has run out. So,
especially this 1 yard.
You know how you get into a mode or a zone when you're driving?
Oh, yeah. You're on autopilot. Yeah.
I'm listening to a podcast. Can't tell you what it was because I don't remember any of it. Yeah, I typically don't. Once in a while I will. But anyway, I'm driving along and all of a sudden, for no reason at all, I start thinking about McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know for sure I'm not thinking about McDonald's because I'm hungry because I don't eat there.
It's very low on your list.
And I guess maybe I was reminiscing because I started thinking about the McDonald's that you see today.
Okay.
Are so boring.
Right.
Now, on our podcast, we've talked about how we have
kind of grew up with the steel playground stuff.
Yeah, the slide was the surface of the sun hot, and you know we learned the hard way, and we're better for it. Gen X, we
tough,
rock.
We're tough sons of bitches.
So we've talked about architecture and how we have gone backwards as a society, how we're tearing down some of the most beautiful architecture ever and replacing it with shit. And I'm thinking about McDonald's of all things, because they just built a new McDonald's up there next to the interstate. And I'm thinking to myself, it's so shit compared to what it used to be.
Yeah.
There used to be characters looks and like a play jail. Place. Yeah. It almost looks like a jail or a dentist's office, neither of which I want to be at.
Right.
And so all of a sudden, I'm reminiscing about the Hamburglar and the Sheriff Big Mac and the Fry Girls. Those were creepy. They reminded me of them truffles from...
They reminded me of the mixture of the M&M's.
Yeah, the M&M's look like they're melted.
And then the ghosts from Pac-Man.
Kind of. And see, I thought they looked like those truffles from Star Trek.
Yeah, okay.
So I guess kind of a mixture of all that. The M&M's, except melted. I like your idea there with the dreads. That was pretty cool. But then there were the Fry Girls. And then you had the
Ivory.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Then you had the what was the bird? The early bird?
Early bird, whatever.
Yeah, their breakfast. And that's funny. I'm still thinking like we're on a podcast. And I'm pointing at the dog who is humping the air for no reason.
He's trying to catch the other dog.
So I'm thinking about all these characters. And I'm kind of thinking, you know, marketing was way different back then.
Oh, yeah.
And then I, like, Grimace just completely overtook my mind. Completely overtook my mind.
Because you understood what the Hamburglar was.
Right. I understood Hamburglar, and I understood Early Bird, and I understood
Officer Big Mac. Yeah.
Yeah, I understood all of that. I didn't understand what the fuck Grimace was for. Now, I know that grimacing is something you do with your face when you're, you know, in pain or confused or whatever. You know.
Angry. Yeah.
Angry, right? And all of a sudden, I died. I just broke out laughing. Now, mind you, I'm in the truck by myself, and I'm laughing to the point that it hurts. And I don't laugh that hard often.
And you feel like a goober.
You do, especially since
you're by yourself.
And now
everybody's like, what the fuck are you laughing at?
I paid attention to myself because the window was down and I was at the stoplight there by the Stop and Rob as you're coming east, right? right past that new McDonald's, and I'm being looked at, and I can't control myself. I probably snorted. I'm sure I did. It all hit me at once, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. I know now what Grimace is. Whoever...
So he's not a monster?
No. Whoever the marketing genius was that created those characters for McDonald's had a joke that probably only him and a few buddies knew about. Grimace is a butt plug. Tell me he's not. Tell me he's not. Look at him and tell me he's not a butt plug. And the name.
Oh my God.
And the name.
Grimace. Yeah, I get it. I get it.
If somebody stuck a butt plug in me, I'd probably grimace too. And that was a huge butt plug. I mean,
well, now you understand why Ronald had that smile. No doubt, face.
Right? Jesus. Disgusting. It's disgusting. We often will play these clips in the beginning of our shows. Sometimes we'll talk about them. Sometimes we just let them hang. This one we talked about because I think it's important when you're talking about this whole team atmosphere and relationships.
Right.
You know, and men do a lot of the work and women kind of, you know, do more of the nurturing and the caring and whatnot. It's really not a team because let's face it, as he said it there towards the end, the men are on the field doing the work and the coach is on the sideline taking all the credit for the work. The simplest example of this is pregnancy. This isn't original by any stretch of the imagination, but
I'm not following.
It takes two people to get that way.
Well, yeah.
Right?
True.
And you're both doing some work.
Somewhere down the line,
correct.
Another person helped you get pregnant.
Hopefully. Well, no, definitely.
Well, yeah. How may be in present, maybe right? Stored and used for later.
Correct. How many times when your ex-wife was pregnant, you have three beautiful children now, adults now, how many times when you guys were out in public when she was pregnant, any of those times, how many times did somebody walk over and pat you on the dick and say, hey, great job?
Good point.
But man, every time they oh, beautiful. Yeah,
there was
baby. Times,
there was unwanted touches of the belly that I was not for.
I don't
And think, I'm sure she wasn't happy about it either. But
I was never happy when somebody, let me rephrase that. Family, parents, think, okay.
Yeah.
But
when a creepy uncle.
A creepy uncle or a creepy brother.
Yeah, right? Just walks over and.
Not saying any names.
Leave it there.
But I only had three.
Figure it out.
Two of them had passed. Anyway, it's wrong to do.
Yeah.
If you're one of those people.
There are some nice people that'll be like, do you mind? Can I?
Ask.
Even then my ex would be like, no.
Especially okay. In today's yeah. world, right? You don't want to get me too'd because you were trying to compliment somebody, but you never get any credit. Nothing. Men don't get credit, a tap on the balls. Yeah, on the balls. Hey, good job. Nothing.
You don't get never. Good game or nothing.
No. And I,
you listen, have a point
for pregnancy. That's an extreme example.
Okay. But when it comes to pregnancy, we do, lack of a better term, we only have a small part.
We do nothing.
We just deliver our seed and walk away. You know, we don't have to do the whole.
I can't tell you how many baking, times. I have to, yeah, that's true. But you do have to do the nurturing. You got to feed and water the plant.
That's true.
Because how many times I know I had to drive all the way across town for specific.
It has to be this thing. Yeah.
Taco or a specific.
Yeah.
Hershey's bar with a bag of Doritos, which is still the weirdest thing, I think.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be combined. But anyway.
Lettuce. I didn't get that one.
What is lettuce all about?
I don't know. She craved lettuce all
That's
the time.
That's so weird. Lettuce is just weird in general.
Dude.
Did he sneeze?
No. Freaking camera again.
Oh. Yeah.
Thanks.
If the camera shakes violently, sorry.
Angus is a dick.
By the way, did we mention that we're unrefined and we're not professionals at this? However, I would strongly not suggest trying this at home. Especially
English Bulldog.
Yeah, English Bulldogs are dicks. They're the dumbest, smartest dog in the world. But he's adorable.
He's had enough of us on this podcast and
yeah.
wants us to end it.
Normally, Angus either goes upstairs with the wife who doesn't hang out with us down here when we are recording on the weekends or when we're doing it during the week and the wife's at work. he kind of gets to hang out while we don't have all this other stuff sitting around when we're doing the podcast. It's just the table and the microphone. Yeah, that's it. But with a podcast, and now we're doing the video, we got these cameras and lights. And I don't think we have the lights adjusted right. It looks weird.
Whatever.
But, you know, part of the enjoyment of doing this is that you get to watch us as we go. Like you said early on in the beginning, is we're not cool at this. We don't know what we're doing. All of this is on the cuff. All of this is on the fly. Yeah. You know, when you look at a lot of new podcasts that come out, they got these nice sets and they've got beautiful cameras and they've got great graphics.
They went the other way. The way that I had originally wanted to do the video was having the set, having the room, having the setup, having all the equipment. And then I eventually was like, that's not us.
No.
So this is where we're at now.
We're doing it on the fly. So
you get to watch the show grow, and then we get to that nice little studio. And
Maybe we're making money by then. You know, something else that's not cool about the mixture between men and women, there is a multi-billion dollar industry that is dedicated.
With butt plugs.
What, basically. to women.
I knew where you were going.
To sex toys, right? There's a this thing just, I got to get used to it. So the multi-billion dollar industry where sex toys are, people, I don't use that. I don't masturbate. Bullshit.
Yeah, not one person is buying billions of dollars worth of, it's possible.
multi-billion dollar industry, but men and ladies, let's be honest. Let's be real honest.
Yeah.
There are a total of millions probably of different types of things for
different sizes,
for the purpose of
pleasuring yourself.
There's like five for guys, and they're all pretty much the same thing.
Yeah,
and four of them, oddly enough, all have to do with increasing the size.
Yeah,
I would never put mine inside one of those things because I'm terrified of what could happen. A, it couldn't get a grip to get the suction in the first place.
Well, we watched enough movies back in the day where, you know, because you're talking about a vacuum.
That's it.
So we see what happened to people when they get sucked out into space in a vacuum.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not going
to
happen.
Though. I don't want it to happen. It's funny, though, because women will
have alien pop out of your side.
Right. Not all women. I want to be clear. It's not all women. But women will have conversations with other women about their collection. If you will.
Yeah. Collection is a good word.
And we have a friend who has quite the collection.
Yeah.
It's a gun safe.
You're right. It is.
With hooks and it's crazy.
Names them all and all that.
But if a man buys one of those realistic dolls with the pulsating and the whatchacallits and the, you know,
he buys one of those, he's got some expendable money.
Right, but what is the first thing a woman says when they find it? Oh, what, pervert?
You, yeah.
You don't stumble across a woman masturbating, pleasing herself, and go, that's disgusting.
Or you're going, I don't know why you would do this, but you're going through your drawers, and then you come across one of those.
I've never done that.
Bullshit.
I've never come across one of my wife's toys.
You know what I meant.
Oh, well,
I know you've came across, not like that's not the right word.
You emphasize
that. I'm fucking with you. My mom's. I remember the time
we were looking for
cigarettes.
Cigarettes. Alpine Menthol 100 lights. Opened it up and went, oh God.
I've never seen him shut a drawer so fast.
There's a lot of things about your friends' mothers that you know. There's a lot of things about certain friends' mothers that you might imagine.
Well, very good point, because there was times when because my mom was very open. Very open. And my friends would call bullshit. Oh, yeah, right. Your mom's not like that. No, she is. No, there's no way. In this instance, my mom had always talked about her friend in the drawer.
Yep. We thought it was just her being
mom.
Mom, she's just being a smart aleck.
Now he sees it in the drawer and he's like, oh my God.
Yeah. And now I kind of probably understand why she didn't date very often. She had some pretty high standards.
I was going to say, she's pretty picky.
She had some high standards. Pretty pinky too. Bear's mom was Bear and I have been friends, for those of you who aren't aware, for almost 40 years, and we have been inseparable except for life circumstances almost all of those years. Bear's mom was my mom. My mom and dad were Bear's mom and dad. Our siblings were not related to either one of us. And so, you know, we just, that was.
Now, there's times that you were more of a brother than my brothers. Right?
There was not a time when you weren't more than my brothers. But, you know.
There's your grimace, by the way.
So as I was cursing myself.
I'll send it to you.
As I was cursing myself after not hitting record the first time, I realized it's Funko Pop was the word I was looking for.
Thank you.
So I told Bear at one point, when we were recording but not recording, I said, we got to get the Funko Pop and just put that on the table in front of here and just leave it. That'll just be one of our mascots. Just Funko Pop.
I think, you know, after this episode, we get one, we put it on the, we never
bring it up again.
Never talk about it again.
Why is there a grimace there? You'll have to watch the first episode. Yeah.
Go back.
Bear's mom actually would have the, part of this conversation with the separation of men and women, men are always constantly worried about performance, size, all of these things. And I say, men will be listening. No, we're not. Yes, bullshit. You are. In your bullshit. Head, there's always this, am I, you know, my wife and I've been together 25 years and I still am concerned about ensuring that she's on the right pack.
Yeah.
That she's been satisfied. And part of that is the differences in how men or women are treated, or as boys and girls. When girls are talked to about birds and the bees, more often than not, that conversation doesn't come up about self-pleasure.
I don't know.
Today, more so than...
I've never had that conversation with a female, with my daughter. I've never had that conversation. Now, I've had to have the conversation with my sons.
About the self-pleasure or birds and the bees?
Masturbating, yeah. I'd be like... Okay, don't use all your mom's lotion.
Don't. If you put it in a sock, don't throw it in the dirty laundry.
I've had those. The
right,
you know. But when I had the conversation, it was like I never shamed them.
Right,
like, you know. No, it's.
But remember when we were younger? And, we were shamed. God forbid, our parents, our grandparents. I don't believe that women were talked to about it as openly as men were. But men, males, boys. At least when we were being talked to about it, we were shamed for it. It was, that's dirty. You don't do that. You need to have self-control. You need to. And so.
No, I had to have that talked.
When you did it, there was this guilt sometimes. Like when you were younger. And, oh, by the way, we overshare. You'd rub it out. And in the midst, you were in ecstasy. And then as soon as you were cleaning up, you felt dirty.
Yeah,
you know, you're like, wouldn't even look yourself in the mirror.
Yep.
And then, you know, now you get to the point where you finish.
At 51 years old, I still feel that way from time to time.
I feel that way when I finish. I'm like, I tell my wife, sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry.
She's like, what? Well, sorry.
What'd you think was going to happen at the end?
Sorry for what? Well, you know, I mean, wasn't that the outcome you were looking for? Well, yeah, but I mean.
Right.
I just, you know, it was kind of shorter than an hour and a half is too much. I'm just. Dreaming a little bit, there's a guilt piece in there that's involved. Women don't get that.
I can't speak on that, but you're right. I know that a lot of the women that I've know that are friends that they didn't get shamed.
Nope. But the men, or at least our age group,
now explains why my little sister got to ride the penny horse at the King's
all the time, right? it also explained why my electric razor, remember the old green Bic that had that little button
when they had the little vibrate? AA battery or whatever,
vibrate. I could never figure out why.
For you,
I don't know why,
not for you,
but I could never figure out why it ended up in the shower so often.
I don't shave in the shower,
neither do I.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
men. That's probably a topic we shouldn't breach at this.
No,
moment.
Not right now. She's still.
Yeah, let's not.
She's still young. but yeah, we, you know, there's just all these differences where men and women get treated differently.
The double standards.
Yeah. So I think, to some degree, as you're seeing, you know, back in our day, we had feminists, or as the great Rush Limbaugh would say, feminazis.
Sure.
The feminists of today are They're nothing like they used to be. The feminists today of today, in my opinion, and this is just a slight little off ramp to some controversial subject, are pussies.
Wow. No, it's not untrue, because they allow some things that they would not have been allowed.
They are allowing back in our day. They are allowing men to occupy their spaces, and they're praising them for it. When a man wins Woman of the Year, that's right. A problem.
Yeah. Not only does he win it once.
Right.
He's won it for, the last 2 or 3 years?
A couple times. Then you've got these other men winning these beauty contests.
Wasn't that Miss Universe or was it Miss America?
I think it was Universe that was. Anyway, I think we should, to some degree, with respect, become meninists.
Meninists.
I'm not sure that's not a good word. Meninists.
We'll get canceled for that, by the way.
Look, by the way, on the topic of canceling, if you are a fan of crudeness, if you are a fan of directness, and if you are a fan of non-politically correct, we can be friends.
So, talking about the feminist thing,
right.
I saw, and I was trying to pull it up so I could share it with you, but I can't find it. If I do, I'll send it to you, and you can put it up on
the screen or something.
Yeah, on the screen for the people. But there's a picture that I found or saw on Facebook that one of my family members put up of a college swim team,
mm-hmm.
Female college swim team. And all the girls, there's some standing, some kneeling. You see those team pictures all the time.
Right.
Well, the ones that are standing that you can see.
Oh.
Right there on their privates. It says,
I think I did see.
It says, not a dude.
Not a dude. Speaking of that, there was I can't remember if it's a middle school or a high school. This just happened this past week. I think it's either in one of the Carolinas or West Virginia. I don't remember which. I want to say it was West Virginia. They're having a track meet.
Oh yeah, this is the shot putters.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I think they were high schoolers. This is something that I'm finally glad to see is starting to happen.
The feminism is actually coming.
Feminism out. Starting to come to life again. These girls were competing in shot put. And they would get up onto the circle where they're at. They would hold their shot. They would make the movements that they make right before they put the shot. And they stopped and walked out of the circle. Now, I think there were five of these girls.
Which disqualified them.
Yeah. Five of these girls on this school did this. And the reason that they did it was because one of the schools who was competing with them had a male on the girls' team.
Yep.
Now, this is where the controversy is going to come in, and this will probably make you decide to change the video or not. Men cannot be women. Biologically, XX and XY cannot be changed. If somebody chooses to identify that way, that's on them. That's their thing. But when you try to take over their spaces, and this is kind of where I'm at with our feminists, I used to despise feminism, and now I'm crying for them, screaming, where are you at? And unfortunately, most of the feminists today are embracing this mental illness.
Yeah.
Even
if you go through the surgery and you take all the drugs, you're still originally a male,
and
have an advantage that you should not.
Bingo.
You shouldn't be able to use that advantage against girls, and that's what these girls were protesting. Was they're competing against a male,
yeah,
in a girl's sport, and I give them all the praise and all the kudos. They're little heroes, in my opinion.
I wish that we could find out who they were. I'd love to talk to a couple,
because they just decided to get disqualified against somebody that's cheating, in their opinion.
They're standing up for what they believe and for what they see as an inequality. And God bless them. We need more of those. Riley Gaines.
She's the one that started all this.
Has kind of started it. And I, you know, listen, I was one of those on the fence with, and I, when I say this, I want to be careful because I have a ton of respect for Riley Gaines. But when that started, Riley Gaines was a swimmer, in a, Division II NCAA school.
I thought it was one,
but maybe it was one. And was a record holder. She was headed to the Olympics. She was doing some great things. And what happened was a male swimmer who was placing about 400th-ish in the world's or in the
country,
in the standings in the country, decided he was going to compete as a female and started breaking those records that Riley Gaines had set. They were loud about it. They talked about it. The only other thing that I wish that Riley and her teammates would have done, and I can't place myself there, especially with all the hard work that they do to get to that level, is that they still competed.
They did.
And I wish they hadn't.
And I think it's as simple as they spent hours upon hours upon hours training.
That was their life.
Yeah, so you know? I'm not going to totally give up.
Right. And I don't.
But I want to point out this wasn't fair because this is
exactly
a swimmer with a rudder.
Yeah, which is funny. You'd think the drag would have slowed him down a little bit. But drag could be taken two ways there.
Gotcha. So,
anyway, politics be what it is. It's just I'm glad to see people standing up for that. What's sad? The saddest part about it all? Where are the parents?
Where's the outrage from the parents? I'm with you 100%.
I'm telling you right now.
My daughter was in high school sports and she was competing against a dude in her sport. I would be mouthy off. I'd be mouthing off big time.
And if my daughter was competing and there was a male being a female on her team, oh no, I'd be making noise.
I have to send you this video also. There's a video of a male playing Division I softball.
I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell crushing the guy's hell crushing out. It more. He's killing it.
This is not fair.
No, you know? At all. And look, you know, I'm not anti-trans.
No.
I am anti-men in women's
sports
spaces.
Well, spaces Listen, is a good one. Yeah.
You've like got that. The likes of Caitlyn Jenner, who is on our side on this, mm-hmm. who is very much against men competing against women.
It'll hit me. Go ahead.
And what needs to be the case is if trans athletes
can't think of her name
want to compete. Are you talking about Blair?
Blair White.
Yeah Blair White. So if a trans athletes want to compete, create your space for it.
Well, and there's a movement now to do that.
There needs to be.
Well, and there's a lot of trans people, trans women, trans men. That I realized, you know, you guys got a point.
Scott Nugent is huge on this. So Scott Nugent's a trans man.
They're starting their own leagues, their own divisions. I mean, women fought so hard to get the right to have their own leagues, their own divisions. And now y'all are just taking that away from them again. So, yeah, that's why we're like, where's the feminists?
Yeah.
You know, this is not right. And now that some of these trans people are like, you know, you're right. They fought for it really hard for it. We shouldn't invade their space. So we'll create our own.
Right.
We can't compete against the men because we're not men anymore, but we can't compete against women because we're still men.
One of the irritating factors that you can really just cringe at is, yes, Lord. Apparently the turkey's done. Lost my train of thought there for a quick second. Looking at these, you always have trans women who are actually men competing in women's sports.
Right.
How many times have you seen a trans man compete in male sports?
Right.
Almost never.
No.
Almost never. I would love to see.
It doesn't go the other way.
I would love to see a trans man step in a UFC ring.
That would be Yeah,
it'd be a short fight, probably.
It really would.
I'm not saying they wouldn't hold their arm. Short
fight as Tyson and Jake Paul.
Ooh, that one's going to be.
Why would you poke a bear?
You remember when those fights with Tyson when we were young and he was on his prime?
Yeah.
We'd get together. Yeah, we'd get together and everybody'd pitch for the pay-per-view and they'd have the undercard fights, which were usually really good.
Yeah.
And then you're pumped for the main event and you're like, 42 seconds and I spent $50 on that.
Yeah. What the?
42 seconds.
We finished drinking the beer.
Right? That's what this, I think, is going to turn into. Because let's face it, Paul's a great boxer. He's good.
He's good.
But Tyson, I watched a workout or a video that showed.
Off topic, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it happens. Still kind of same thing. Tyson's daily workout before this Jake Paul thing even came up. He's still in great shape.
Yeah.
And his daily workout before the competition thing is, it would kill me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even.
57, 58 years old.
Yeah.
Dude's ripped and just.
And not slowed down much.
I think actually he might be a little bit faster.
I think Jake Paul probably bit off more than he could chew this time. And the guy's undefeated, isn't he?
No, I don't think he's undefeated.
Well, listen, the guy does more than deserve it. Jake Paul got his start on YouTube making weird videos, you know, catchy videos. I remember watching some of them thinking, wow, impressive. And he made a ton of money. And one day he got canceled.
Well, he kind of deserved that one.
Well, I don't think he deserved to get canceled. It was just a matter of taste. He apparently in Japan, there's a suicide forest where many people will go and commit suicide. And they go in this forest to do it. And for whatever reason,
somebody was doing it.
He decided to be in there filming it when somebody was doing it. And instead of leaving the area, he filmed it.
Yeah.
That's just a boneheaded move.
It's tasteless. Yeah.
And the guy's boneheaded, or he was. I don't know about him.
Well, when he got canceled from YouTube, he started training and he got himself into a really good shape. And he became a boxer. And like I said, he's a decent boxer.
He's real good.
He's beaten some people, but here's the thing. He's got to cherry pick who he's got to fight.
Every single time.
Yeah, and it was always somebody that was a little less than him. So, yeah, he's done very well. But now I think he picked the wrong person to go after.
The guy across the street, they just had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact I'd arm wrestle the shit out of that kid. Well, if I'm going to pick it every time, yeah, you're going to win, especially if you're picking people who are at least your equal.
Right.
Now, for Tyson, I don't know who initiated this
Jake
card.
Paul did. He talked shit.
Oh.
He's like, I could pull up the video, but there's a video of him on YouTube saying, I know I could beat Tyson. Tyson's over the hill. He's an old man. There's no way. And Tyson heard this and was like, what?
How do you not have respect?
Right. Well, he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame because he's a rapist. That's not untrue. He is a rapist. He was convicted. He did his time.
Right. But that didn't affect his boxing.
Yeah, I still wouldn't fuck with the dude. You know, he bit somebody's ear off.
Yeah, no shit. They were sitting next to each other a couple of years ago and took a picture, and all I could think is, that's brave.
Didn't learn. Too close, bro.
Yeah. You didn't learn the first time. You guys are real close, man. Nip that one in the earbud.
Well, my point is if your point being, if the reverse, the female to male was to go into boxing or MMA, because there's a few, Sean, what's his name, from UFC?
Yeah, I know.
He's the one that talks shit all the time.
All the time.
Anyway.
As soon as we stop recording, I'll say his
name. Anyway, if a trans male was to get in the ring with him, nah, dude.
Yeah.
No.
There is a trans.
I wouldn't get in the ring with Tyson either.
There's a trans female who has, and I think it's in the MMA,
mm-hmm.
who has been in the ring several times, and it disgusts me. He, and I'm just not being disrespectful, but for the sake of this instance, he pulverized this woman's face.
I know she got broken ocular bone.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, her face was,
He could have killed her. Mm-hmm. And I really think that it
came very close to killing
her. It's going to take something tragic like that for people to wake up. And it's
I'm not
too
saying
bad.
That women can't defend themselves.
Absolutely.
Can't fight.
Right.
Because I've seen a trans female in the MMA get beat
really?
By a female. Yeah.
That's but
this female
see.
We're talking about is one of the best in the world, if right. not the best in the world, and just whooped his ass and deserved it. He deserved it because he went it, they went to their pre-fight standoff,
right.
you know, thing, and he was pushing her around and talking shit. And it's one of those karma things. You know, you probably should have some respect for your opponent.
Right.
That way when you get beat, it's more.
That would be like us coming here, and it's vastly different. But
yeah, fuck you, Joe Rogan.
Exactly. Yeah. Did you hear him talk to Jordan Peterson? Dear God, no, man.
I am not trying to start a fight
at all. At all. Basically, what we're saying is that we don't even hold a candle to Joe Rogan. We're not trying
to get there.
We're not trying to because let's face it, Joe Rogan has kind of paved the way.
Yeah, he was doing podcasts when podcasts became
a thing. Well, between him and Adam Carolla, they put this whole thing on the map. And the honest truth is, you know, as we're proof of, any two idiots with a microphone can have a podcast. And it can be about anything. There's a reason that there are millions. I think the last number I heard was
eight and a half million
podcasts that are out and about. And I think like four or five million of them are active. We're not trying to.
We're active.
Yeah, we're definitely
we're just
active.
Not rich.
We're not trying to compete with Joe Rogan. No. There's enough.
There's enough room out.
Enough
here.
Room out there for everybody to have a little of it. And the fact that you've given us this time, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be corny. I'm not trying to be weird. But yeah, we appreciate.
He's
it.
Both those.
I am absolutely both of those.
Are we wrapping it up?
Well, I think it's time that the timer went off.
All right, man.
Before we do, I guess it wouldn't hurt us to say, stick around. Please.
Give us a shot.
Give us a shot. Give us, you know, a couple of episodes. I'd say give us, I don't know, 25 or 30 episodes.
Yeah. But that's all we're asking.
Just a couple. check us out. We've got our social medias. Just go into the social medias and check out for the Unrefined Guys. Bear handles Instagram and Facebook. I kind of delve into the Twitter X world Twixter.
That's what we're going to call it from now on.
Our DMs are open and we encourage you, excuse me, try not to burp.
We usually answer
fairly quickly.
They're open for good and bad, so bring it on.
Yeah, if you've got a subject that you'd like to hear our opinions on, or you think you'd like to hear us talk about, just drop us a line. If you've got a question or, you know, whatever, if you've got a critique, send that in. We'll read that shit on the air too. We're not afraid to you know,
be constructive,
please. Yeah, don't just say, hey, y'all suck. Why do we suck? I've been called douchebag before. It hurts my feeling.
Makes me a douchebag? Just answer that question.
My nozzle.
With my nozzle.
All guys are douchebags, technically, if we're going off of that analogy. But yeah, hit us up on our socials. Also, we've got a website, theunrefinedguys.com. Check us out there. We have a sponsor who is kind of a sponsor.
We're affiliate sponsors.
Affiliates of them. They don't sponsor us directly. We don't have anybody who has sponsored us in the traditional sense.
Yet.
If you'd like to, hit us up. We'd like to talk. We're careful about who we are wanting to align ourselves with because we don't want anybody trying to.
I don't know why you're playing nice. We don't want anybody giving. We're not going to give up editorial.
We're not giving you editorial control. This is our show. We're going to talk about what we want to talk about. It may be uncomfortable. We might say things that are cancel worthy. The cool part about being where Bear and I are right now, what are you going to get if you cancel us? Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. And we're okay with that. You'll find by listening that we are very, very supportive of local and small business.
American made.
We love to do American made, and Ravencrest Tactical, excuse me, is our sponsor. Ravencrest Tactical is a company out of Arizona. It is a veteran owned company, and they make amazing out the front knives. They also make fixed blade. They are, like I said, made in America with 100% money, or I'm sorry, 100% guaranteed.
Lifetime.
If you break that.
If you use your knife as a screwdriver and you break the blade,
yep.
They'll replace it.
If you send it in because the springs are starting to get a little rusty on it, they will go through and do a complete tune up on it. All you got to do is ship it out to them and they'll get it back to you usually within about a week.
A few bucks of shipping and then that's all you have to pay for the, they'll fix the knife and or replace it.
The folks at Ravencrest Tactical have been just phenomenal, and the customer service,
oh man,
can't beat it. So head over to RavencrestTactical.com, and when you're checking out, just enter the promo code TUGS, T-U-G-S, and they'll get a nice little discount there. Or if you happen to be on our website, and if you go to the Contact Us page, which I think is the second page.
Yeah, it's if you hit the hamburger menu up in the corner, the little three lines, it'll have Contact Us and Sponsor.
If you go
to the Contact Us and Sponsor, you can get to Ravencrest Tactical through our website.
Either way works. Just head over and make sure you use the promo code TUGS. So we've got the website, theunrefinedguys.com, and you can also reach us by email, theunrefinedguys@gmail.com.
Yep.
We really are appreciative of you spending the time with us that you have today.
And those of you who are returning listeners, we do apologize for, you know, kind of going retro on you and
rehashing
some of the stuff and re-explaining ourselves, but keep in mind we're doing this for the new audience.
Yes,
so thanks for being behind us and being there for us.
There's that thing that they all say that we're gonna have to
do all the things,
the bell, the like, the share, the comment. Subscribe, the comment, the light your neighbor's grass pile on fire, take the trash to the curb, and make sure to let the dogs out.
Don't pass on the right.
Yeah, don't, unless you really have to. Put the seat down.
That's a good one, yeah.
If you shake it more than twice, you're playing with it.
It's mine. I can play with it if I want to.
It's the right answer. We hope you've had a great time. We'll be back soon. There's a thing that'll let you know that when we release a new video.
Oh, yeah, the notifications.
Yeah, do that. Just do all the things.
Yeah.
I don't know what they all are.
You know.
If you listen to the videos, you know. Until next time, I'm Tommy.
I'm Bear.
We're the Unrefined Guys. Have a great weekend. Got so much I need to cover.